السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Yesterday I sent you some verses and one sister asked me to give her some basic explanation. And when you look, for example, I'm going to scan it quick. 157 Al-A'raf. 157 Al-A'raf is very simple. It allows you to see who is the believer, the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want, which among them, okay, we have to believe, do good deed, and follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and support the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and give victory to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 165, this is belong to the people of the Sabbath, the one, the story of the Quran, Allah mentioned it in Quran. And the bottom line in here is the village containing people invited to Allah, people committing sins and disobeying Allah, and people in the middle. These people decided, or the actually some of them went join the sinner for dunya purpose, and another one, they follow the inviter. And the bottom line is, when the time come from Allah to torture the village, Allah save those who invite to good and those who support the inviter to good. And this, what is behind this one. And in here is a very, very important topic. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. And when they forget what the message they receive. What is my niyyah of sharing this with you? You remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Rasulullah. In Mecca, you know, people call him crazy, a liar, this and that. He's messed up with shayateen, you name it. What about Medina? Medina is a hypocrite. They said, the disgraced one will leave later and Allah disgraces him. This message, you will see it alive and you have to go through it, is a must. The fitna between each other will continue until we die. The fitna, either money, status, dunya, or the opposite. For example, Yusuf alayhi salam went to the jail. We know that many scholars went to jail. Is it a disgrace for them? No. Look at Zakaria alayhi salam, how he died. Look at Yahya alayhi salam, how he died. Look at some of the companions, how they died. Look at even the son and daughter of the seed of Fatima radiallahu anha and Ali ibn Abi Talib, the seed of Rasulullah, how he died for almost 30, 50, 60 years. A lot of them has been killed. Okay? And a lot of them, people try to humiliate them, call them name. Is this disgrace them? No. Is this make them in the eye of the people different? No. It's part of the fitna. And it's up to us what we're planning to do and how we going to deal with it. And if you look to all the messages I have now, with all these verses from Al-A'raf, chapter Al-A'raf, you will find some basic common issue, which Allah addressed the believer. And Allah give us the example of the knowledgeable one, the one who get the knowledge, the piety, the everything. And later on, this is the same people, Allah make them blind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barrier, Allah put barrier between their heart and themselves. They cannot see, they cannot comprehend. What is the message? Once you gain knowledge, it has a duty. If you do not elevate the knowledge in your heart, is a big musibah. And Allah can snatch the blessing, the hidayah, the comprehending, the understanding, and now you go to the opposite direction of the knowledge. Wallahi, I see it, people, and this is my intention. I see it and I'm living it. I'm scared of it. I'm scared for myself, I'm scared for others, and nothing I can do. And this, look at the Ummah today. Look at the learned people. Look at the rich people. We are aware about the condition of the Ummah, and look at us. We're still stuck with marriage issue, with children, with money, with this. Tell me, is this not a blindness? After all what you're watching, the news and the condition, is this what you're doing? Is this what you really worry about it? Subhanallah. Believe me, all I can do or say, Subhanallah. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. اللهم نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن يا رب العالمين. Oh Allah, don't make me among the heedlessness one. Don't make me among the people who are full of fitna or causing fitna or division or anything. Oh Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, please, please, Ya Allah, if you're sending a fitna on earth, please, don't blind my eyes and my heart and my ear. Don't blind me, Ya Allah, and help me out to be for you, by you, toward you, Ya Allah. Save me from myself. Save me from everyone plot and plan against Islam, Ya Allah, and save Islam and Muslimin, Ya Allah, and make me among those who elevate the name of Allah and the deen of Allah. And make me among those who alleviate the suffering of others, inshaAllah. Ya Rabbi, Ya Ilahi, Ya Mawlaya. Give us good ending, Ya Allah. Give us good ending, Ya Allah. Give us good ending, Ya Allah. When you look to the verses in Surah Al-A'raf about istidraj. Istidraj meaning when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He drag you. He plot against you. He give you. Giving you dunya and whatever you like doesn't mean He love you, no. He give you istidraj. And look at another verse after that, وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ and I will be patient for them. What it mean? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep giving you, doesn't mean He love you. Okay, how I know when Allah give me is for me or against me? Very simple. If Allah give you dunya and use it for akhirah and make you humble yourself more, thinking about akhirah, thank Allah, be content, use whatever bounty Allah give you for sabilillah, your iman increase, your quality increase, this is bounty. If the dunya you have, it make you more arrogant, more stingy, more into dunya, you worry about dunya, you want dunya, this is istidraj, walayazu billah. May Allah save us from all of that. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.